love Islam. I 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 love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Everyone at home as well, repeat after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakatuh. MashaAllah, Azawajal, I hope everyone is in good health, in good shape, and we're ready for our beautiful program. A very interesting topic and also a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, we've got two very important guests in our studio today. Shall we go to the guests? Go on then, let's go to our guest now. MashaAllah Azzawajal. Last week also we had, MashaAllah, Haji Tasawwur, who's still in the studio with us this week as well. MashaAllah, Tasawwur bhai, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All the kids loved you last week, MashaAllah Azzawajal. So we've got you back again this week, Alhamdulillah. So
Granddad
Tasawwur is back as well. And we've got a very special guest as well today. Haji Khalid, MashaAllah, Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we've got two granddads in the studio today, MashaAllah. That's brilliant, SubhanAllah. So we're going to have a fun-packed program today.
Fun-packed with granddads, eh?
Jee?
Fun-packed program with granddads.
With granddads. That could be a new program that we could be doing later
inshallah.
On. But inshallah, Azzawajal, I want you, the children, we've got loads of videos that we need to play. That's the videos that you sent us. Someone's reading a kalam, someone's reading the Quran, and someone's even, I think, given the azan as well. But let's go towards our first segment, and that segment is, did you know? Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14. This week we're going to be learning about the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, why are we learning about the angels? I've got some beautiful facts and some two beautiful stories regarding this very beautiful topic as well, Alhamdulillah. And we'll have, MashaAllah, Khalid Bhai and Tasawwur Bhai jumping in and inshallah giving
us
their beautiful views, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. And today we're going to be discussing about the second belief of Islam, and that is wa malaikatihi. Do you know Imam Mufassal? Yep, brilliant, MashaAllah. So if you know Imam Mufassal, you know that the second belief is about the angels. Jee, Tasawwur bhai, MashaAllah. Khalid bhai, you can chip in anytime you want.
I'm just listening.
MashaAllah. Tasawwur bhai, we'll start from yourself, inshallah. Something, tell us some beautiful facts about the angels.
The angels are a creation of Allah. Now, in regards to the angels, it mentions that they are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything that they do, they fulfill all the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. They can't deny and not do something. Everything that they do, there's no wrong. So this is why the term masoom is
innocent.
Sinless or innocent, you innocent. Can say, is mentioned regards to the angels.
MashaAllah. As we go along, I'm going to be reading messages. We've already got a message from Naveed Bhai's house in Sheffield. You know what he writes?
Allah.
Oh, Naveed Bhai guy writes, MashaAllah, it's good to see Khalid Bhai on show. He's a celebrity in our house. The boys are happy to see him. MashaAllah. So that's wicked stuff, Khalid bhai. You're already a celebrity, MashaAllah.
And Nabeeb bhai, MashaAllah, is doing some work for us at the moment, MashaAllah, some motherly work for us. So may Allah Azawajal reward him for that. And just a reminder, Nabeeb bhai.
Maybe that's why he's a celebrity, isn't he?
Please get that job done, Nabeeb bhai.
MashaAllah. Ji, SubhanAllah Azawajal. Ji, we're talking about the angels. So Hai Sahib mentioned about the angels. Another thing about the angels is that what they are created out of.
Noor,
they are created out of noor, out of light. Now, the angels, they had a teacher. Now, that teacher is the ulama, the scholars, they say that the angel's teacher was the shaitan himself. What was the shaitan made out of?
Fire.
Now, the shaitan's made out of fire, and he was the teacher of all the angels. Allah Ta'ala said to the shaitan, bow prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And the shaitan, he says that, no, I'm not bowing in front of Adam alayhi salam, I'm better than him. Yeah. And then Allah Ta'ala, he said that, oh shaitan, get out of paradise. So alhamdulillah, one thing we learn here, who did prostrate when Allah Ta'ala said, go down into sajda?
The angels.
The angels were the first ones to do sajda after the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, the angels, when they had the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately they went into sajda. Let me ask a question. Granddad's got his hand up. We're going to go straight to him first.
Here we are told that Allah Azza wa Jal ordered someone to do sajda. He didn't. And as a result of that, he's been cursed forever.
Yeah.
And yet we, as Muslims, are ordered to pray 5 times a day. Another command from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, what's going to happen to us if we don't follow the commands of Allah?
So I think that's a very, very important message for our children as well. That, you know, number one, whenever there is a command of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you are baligha, like for example, girls can become baligh from the age of 9 years old, and boys can become baligh between 12 and 15. So if you are 9 plus or 12 plus with boys and namaz is farz upon you, please do not or miss your salah.
Something else, Abu Sahib, here, you know, we mentioned that the angels are innocent. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded. Now, the angels, because they're innocent, they can only fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they couldn't refuse. Satan was not innocent.
Ji.
He had an option, but he, out of pride, he didn't listen to the command.
That's another important thing that we need to remember as children. Whenever our parents say so to us to do something good, we should not say, I'll do it later, or ask him to do it. Why don't you ask him? It's not fair. It's always me. I keep on doing things. So instead of that, we should say, labbaik. So if your mom says to you, get me a glass of water, what are you going to say? Labbaik. We're going to say, yes, mom, I'll do it now. Yes, dad, I'll do it now. And inshallah, that is where we're going to get the reward as well.
Inshallah.
I've got another message, mashallah. This is from Abdul Mateen from Dewsbury.
Mashallah.
Abdul Mateen says, it's a very, very nice program. So that very, very tells us it's a very, very nice program. And he says, one thing I like watching every single program of yours, maybe he's talking about you, Khalid bhai.
No, we're talking about you.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Abdul Mateen. Oh, MashaAllah, we've got a message from Imran bhai.
Allah.
The Imran bhai. And he says that, great to see Khalid bhai, and he's written my name as well. I don't know if it's a mistake or what, but he's already got the Sabur Bhai's name as well. He says, it's a great show for children.
Inshallah.
Obviously, I Love Islam is a fantastic show for the children. So, okay, we said it last week as well. Let's say this week as well. So we're going to say it together in the name of the program, inshallah.
I love Islam. Inshallah.
Don't be hesitant. Don't be thinking, oh my God, if I put my hand up, what people going to say? They're going to say nothing to you, because Islam is our religion and we love Islam. If you've just joined us, then alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we're talking about the angels. We're talking about what the angels are. We've learned the angels are created out of noor, light. We've learned that the angels, they will only do whatever Allah Ta'ala tells them as well. And the angels don't get tired of doing ibadat
Allah
as well.
I think the other thing, something that Ajit Tasavvur mentioned there, about, you know, the arrogance and pride of shaitan. And you also mentioned the fact that we should be proud to be Muslims. And they don't get confused between the two. It's good to be proud that you're a Muslim, yeah? But this pride and arrogance where you think you're better than someone, that should not be within us. But our children, you should be proud of who you are. You are so fortunate. And as you go further on in your lives, as you go to school, to college, to university, if you are not proud about being a Muslim and you become a follower, you follow these people and they lead you astray, you need to be strong enough and firm enough and be happy and proud. I am a Muslim, as Hafiz Saab says, I am a Muslim, I love Islam and I will follow the commands of Islam, inshallah.
You saw that passion inside Grandad's heart and mind, mashallah. So that's, we need to really follow his beautiful words of wisdom. Now also, angels, who are they though? You know, how many angels are there? You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he, in his Ruza-i Park, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed Mazar-i Park is in Madinah-i Park. Have you been to Madinah-i Park? MashaAllah, you have many times. And Sawar Bhai, you have been blessed to go to Madinah Sharif as well with myself brilliantly. MashaAllah. If you have been to Madinah-i Park, you know that beautiful green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels, it says 70,000 angels go in the morning, 70,000 will go in the evening. They'll never get the turn again to go back to the Ruza-i Park. So just imagine how lucky we are. You know, we can go whenever we feel like, whenever we have the money, we can go again and again. And you know, I would tell the children, instead of going to a theme park, instead of going to, you know, so and so land, instead of going here, instead of going there, the best place to visit is Madinah-i Park, subhanAllah. Madinah is the beautiful place that we should go. And if parents are watching, then please, you know, try to save up some money and try to take your children to the blessed city of Makkah and Madinah. When you show them these beautiful cities, inshallah, the love of Islam will be ignited in their hearts as well. Another thing, can we have the names of the four famous angels? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, and his duty is to take the message from Allah to the prophets of Allah. What about the fairy, the tooth fairy? In Islam, we don't believe in the tooth fairy. We
any fairy tales whatsoever? Because they have these books nowadays that you can have fairy tales and children pick up these books from the library and from school and they bring them home and they've got fairy tales in them.
Yeah, the thing is that we need to be really careful because we don't want to be learning something that is against the teachings of Islam. We do, where the idea of fairies come from is the idea they get it from the angels, because angels have wings. And you know how big Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is. We mentioned Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is so big that when Jibreel alayhi salam stretches his wings, they go from the east to the west.
Subhanallah.
That is how big Jibreel alayhi salam is. Now someone's asked, can you please tell us the names of the four angels? Yes, we will tell you the names of the four angels.
Can I just add something to Halal Bhai's?
Our first segment is over in 2 minutes.
Just regarding that fairy tales, because I think it's important.
Because kids learn it. Kids go to school.
Halal Bhai mentioned that, look, there's all these books and fairy tales. Now, if you look at the meaning of tales, fairy tales, the term is fairy tales. Now, if you look at the meaning of tales, it mentions usually an imaginative narrative.
But the thing is, it's a lot of children, a lot of children are told them stories as bedtime stories. Where what they should be really doing is they should be told bedtime stories about the lives of the companions, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what happens is we find it easier to pick up these books and read them. And again, it's very important, I think, at this point, that not only fairy tales, but something that you mentioned, Hafiz Saab, that whatever books we buy for our children, whatever books that we pick up for our children, make sure that you are, because that children will read that book, and it will, you know, like they said, that a child is like a blank piece of paper. A child is like a piece of stone on that young age, you're carving into that stone. So that impression that you put on that child at that young age, it will take a long time to remove that. So we need to make sure that at that young age that they are given the correct beliefs, which mashallah, you're teaching.
So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we're going to tell the children the angels' names. There are four famous angels. Jibreel alayhi salam, his duty is to bring messages from Allah to the prophets of Allah. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to visit our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most than any other prophet. And he used to visit in the form of a companion called Dahya Qalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it says that the second angel is Mika'il alayhi salam. Now the third angel is Israfil alayhi salam, and the fourth one is Israel alayhi salam. These are the four beautiful angels. Now these are the four famous ones, but there are many, many angels as well. So subhanallah, that is some very beautiful facts about the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. I hope you learn something about the angels. You can teach your friends at school, in madrasa. You can teach your mumma, dada, om as well if you want. Okay, that brings us to the end of our first segment. I hope you enjoyed the unlearn. Let's move on to our next segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
The hadith part that we've got today is Al-Haya'u Shu'batun Min Al-Iman. So let's learn this hadith part. It's in the book of Sahih Muslim, and the translation is modesty is part of Iman. Al-Haya'u.
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 Shu'batun.
Shu'batun.
Al-Haya'u.
Al-Haya'u.
Shu'batun.
Shu'batun.
At home as well, inshallah, don't be shy. If you're sat alone, read it loudly. If there's all children around the TV, all read loudly as well. Let's see who can read the loudest and the better. Al-Haya'u shu'batun min al.
الحياء شعبة من ال.
الحياء شعبة من ال.
الحياء شعبة من ال.
إيمان.
إيمان.
من الإيمان.
من الإيمان.
الحياء.
الحياء
شعبة.
شعبة.
من الإيمان.
من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
Let's all close our eyes now and let's read it together.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
Close your eyes again.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان. Okay, we can take it off the screen now. And inshallah, عز وجل, now you can open your eyes up now. Jazakallah. Okay, now it's off the screen. Let's see if we can know it now. Okay, let's repeat it a few more times and then we can go around in the studio. Whoever gets it right, they will get a sweet from someone. Gee, okay.
I've got one sweet.
Have you got one sweet? Okay, mashallah. We'll get another one. الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
I've got a few messages and they say it is so good today and peaceful that Uncle Khalid is granddad Khalid, not uncle. Uncle is here. Yeah. So, mashallah, it's.
That's the uncle side, this is the granddad side. The
uncle is alone, granddads are there. Okay, mashallah. Yes, the program is peaceful as well. I've got another message, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I watched your program last week as well. And it was awesome. Hey, yo, we've got one now. Awesome. Wicked stuff. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, further on, he writes, I am also watching it today. Please give my salam to everyone. So, mashallah. Why I was reading these messages is so that I can get your mind away. Now can we read the hadith part?
That was the trick, was it?
Gee. Let's see if we know it in the studio. Gee, Khalid bhai.
الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
سبحان الله.
Can I have that? Can I have my sweet now? Can I?
You can have your sweet back. جي تصبر باي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. That is beautiful. الحمد لله عز وجل. Now the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it talks about modesty, حياء. What is haya? How can we tell the children what modesty is about? I'll start off with one thing. Modesty, haya, is that we talk without swearing. So no swearing. You know, if someone hits you, don't swear at him. If you're angry, you know, you want to hit someone, haya is that you don't swear and you don't hit him back. Anything else?
I think as well, Hafsab, that, you know, when they try to translate haya, we try and translate it into the word modesty, but modesty is not really a true meaning of the word haya. Haya is something so much bigger. Mm. You know, people will say that what's modesty got to do with swearing, like what you just mentioned there? What's modesty got to do with being angry? But that's what it does. It encompasses everything, the whole character. And the Prophet ﷺ said that if you have lost your haya, then do whatever you want. It is so important to have. And we're told here that it's part of your iman. So it's all, basically, you could say it's good character in a nutshell, really. But it's even then, it's so much more than that.
Yeah. MashaAllah. We've got some videos of little children that we want to play.
Allahu
so
Akbar.
Please let us have some videos, and then we can further carry on the program, inshallah.
Just like to say the new program that you're doing, I Love Islam, brilliant program. Watched it with the kids last week. Alhamdulillah, they learned so much and they're looking forward to this week's program. Jazakallah khair.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المتقين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
My name is Miss Fatima. I'm from Brockford. Last week, Hadith was Al-Birru Husnul Khuluqi.
My name is Rehan Sadiq. I live in Sheffield. I Love Islam. It's a very amazing program. Thank you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na 'anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak wa rafa'na laka wizrak fa inna ma'al usri yusran inna ma'al usri yusra. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ.
يَسْمِي رَبِّي جَنَّ اللَّهِ مَا فِي قَلْبِي غَيْرَ اللَّهِ نُورِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ.
My name is Bisma Naveed. I live in Sheffield. I Love Islam. It's amazing.
أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس يا جنة والناس.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمرسلات عرفا والعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا والفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا إنما توعدون الواقع فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Did you see these kids, mashallah, reciting the Kalam as well? And also that little, mashallah, Atiq Bhai from Birmingham, the last picture, well, the second last one was of his daughter. She was reading Surat in near her grandma's grave as well.
Mashallah.
You know, there's a very beautiful story, and it's such a beautiful story because we're talking about modesty. And modesty is also that whenever your mom and dad say something, you listen to them as well. You have haya, modesty. You know, this is the love that we should be having for our mothers. When your mom falls ill, instead of crying and making her more upset, what we need to do is we need to look after our mother. We need to take care of her. And not just the mother, the father as well. And anyone, your little baby brother, well, not that big, but your baby brother and your baby sister at home, when they are ill as well, you help mom as well. Gee, we're talking about modesty because of the hadith that we were listening to. Anything that you can add, Ajsa?
Yeah. Also, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
So, not committing any wrongdoings with the fear. So, that is also modesty.
I think that's very important. Like I said, the hadith where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you have lost your haya, then do whatever you want. And, you know, you mentioned that beautiful wazifa that works in every situation, that if you have this wazifa that Allah is watching you.
Subhanallah.
Yes. If Allah, if you have this mindset that Allah is watching you, then you will have haya, you will have this modesty. But if you don't have this mindset that Allah is watching you, if you don't have this mindset that you're accountable for what you're going to do, then you end up doing everything. And so this is all, that's why it said that, you know, haya, modesty is part of your iman. That's the hadith that we learned today. And it's for that reason that if you lose that, then you lose that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, you lose that fear of accountability, and you do whatever you want. And that's something that we need to be very worried
about. MashaAllah. Another very important thing about social media, why is it important to keep away from that?
Allahu Akbar, complete different topic, I suppose. But social media is there's good as well. You know, it's like we've told that
the badness of social
media. Well, it's like Amir Sun said that, you know, that the TV, the internet, social media, all of these things, they're like a sharp knife. And a knife you can use to cut apples, to cut fruit, to cut other things, but at the same
and
time...
And little children shouldn't have a knife.
Little children should be using knives, but at the same time, that why shouldn't little children be using knives? Because you can cut yourself and not harm yourself. So the TV, the internet and the social media, all of these are platforms where, if you're not careful, then obviously it can open up to all sorts of sins and all sorts of problems. And like we said earlier on, then things that they're doing at that young age, Afisab, it becomes imprinted on them. And they want to carry on doing it, and it's hard to stop them sort of things. So unless you're careful, social media, the TV, the internet, unless it's controlled, it can become a drug for our children and it can cause huge problems for them.
Khalifa just mentioned and gave an example of a knife for these. So from that, you can see the correct way of using the knife. If you hold it from the blade, obviously it's harmful. If you hold it from the handle and use it the correct way, then it's not going to do any harm.
MashaAllah. But the thing is, we're talking about little children, aren't we? They shouldn't be holding it from the handle as well. So, end of day. What we're saying is that mobile phones and, you know, games, you know, little children, we shouldn't be playing too many games. You know, one of the...
The thing is, Afisab, the kids nowadays, you see, they want it. Yeah? And all my friends at school have got a mobile phone. All my friends at school are playing on these games. So why are you stopping me, Uncle Rafakat, to have a phone and play games?
Because it's bad in a sense. There's a survey that was done in America, and they found out that all the little children that were playing games, it affects their minds.
How little are your children in your house?
No, they're quite big now, mashallah. But we're talking about little children.
Yeah, very little children, yeah.
So what happened was, this little child, he was playing a game on his mom's mobile phone or his dad's mobile phone. And in that, they were killing people. And you know, what happened was, he ended up killing his own mother and father as well when they were asleep, because he was stabbing them and he killed them as well. So children should not be having mobile phones. If you've got a mobile phone and you're only 6 years old, what are you doing with that mobile phone? Especially if you do want to play these harmful for fun games. Okay, we say that they're not harmful, but always stay in the sight of your parents, that if something does go wrong, at least your mom and dad are there to help you.
I think a lot of children are watching this program today, but I'm hoping that the parents are watching this program as well, and they take a message from what Hafiz Rafakat has said, that you know, it is our responsibility. Because nowadays you can download, you know, games can be downloaded free, and a certain amount of games can be played free, and you do not know what they're downloading. So you need to monitor what your children are. I know it's hard because of peer pressure, that children want phones at a young age, and no hold, they want all those sort of things. But it is your responsibility to effectively police your children and make sure that they are using that phone for what it should be used for, the games that they're downloading for, check what the games they're playing, make sure that you monitor them. Because if you just give your children a free hand and think, yeah, they're only kids, they're not going to cause any harm, you really don't know what they're doing.
Limiting time.
And also,
we are going to discuss, you know, where parents say that our children, they don't listen to us, and we're going to talk about that as well. But I've got a message from Rehan Khan from Rotherham. Rehan Khan from Rotherham, and he says, I'm really enjoying today's program. It is very interesting, and I'm especially enjoying the topic of angels. That's it, Rehan. You need to watch it. What about your sisters? What about your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors?
Friends.
Yeah, your friends. Are they watching it as well? We've got a message from Medina.
MashaAllah.
And she says, We're still waiting for our baby brother's message to come on air.
I was hoping that when you said from Medina, I thought, I'm hoping it is from the city of Medina then.
See, mashallah. When she was young, we used to read Naat Medina. She said, why are they always mentioning my name? They're not mentioning your name, they're mentioning the city of Medina.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. So we're coming to the end of this second segment as well. What is the message for our little children? The message is, do not, you know, play video games that are harmful, that are killing people, that have swear words. Don't do anything like that. If you want to play games, then play games and go. There's a beautiful app, it's called Zehni Azmaish. Another important thing about Haya is that make sure that whatever you watch, your parents are giving you the permission, especially when you're on the internet. Remember, the internet is very, very bad as well. There's so many nasty and bad people on the internet. We don't want to fall into their traps. So always, and I'm asking the parents, anything regarding, when it comes to the parents, we've got granddads in the studio. If you can just give a bit of advice to the parents about internet as well.
What used to happen, Afzal, if you remember, many years ago, we used to say to the parents, have the computer in the living room so you can see what the children are doing. Yeah. Nowadays, they're on the mobile phones, they're on the PC tablets. And so we need the duty of the parents has become even more. Before, the duty was, put the PC in the living room and sort it. Now you don't know what they're doing. And so you need to, and ideally, really, in every aspect, not just internet, not just social media, but if your children become your best friends, if the son's best friend is the father, if the daughter's best friend is the mother, then that son will come to the father and he will say, Dad, look, I'm having a look at this. Is it okay? That son, Hafizab saying to that, don't go on these pages, ask your parents. But again, that relationship needs to be built between the parents and the children so that the children are not scared of coming to you. They're not scared of coming to the parents. They say to the parents, look, this is what I'm doing. Is it okay? Or alternatively, the parents also build that relationship and the parents find them websites that they can go and learn. So there's so many excellent websites out there that you can go and learn things,
educational.
Direct them to them sites as well. Show them those sites. Get them logged in on them sites and get them to learn things. But you need to build that relationship between parent and child so that in the future they don't have this problem.
I also mentioned games that also educational games.
Of course, yes, alhamdulillah. But again, that parent needs to, but it's all well and good saying, child, ask your parent, stop the child, but they need to build that relationship after that.
Inshallah, we're going to move it further. I've got another message that I want to read before we go on. We are watching and enjoying Madani channel with Khalid Bhai. I'm not even mentioned why. Grandad Tasavvur's getting upset now. That's not fair. I really enjoy your show on this topic, especially Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, mashallah. We've got a message from, mashallah, Habiba's from Sheffield, and Habiba says, today's episode was so good, mashallah. I loved it. Please keep the hard work up. This has become my favorite program. Good luck, and she's got the thumbs up. Thank you. Jazakallah, Habiba. Allah Ta'ala reward you and bless you. And I think Habiba, she's about 9 years old. So Habiba, you're doing very, very good, mashallah. Hey, Habiba sent me a message back. She goes, uncle, I'm only 8 years old. Sorry, Habiba, I was celebrating your 9th birthday a bit early.
But
mashallah, Azza wa Jal, we've got another message from Binte Shafiq Attariya from Doncaster. She says, your program is great, mashallah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to move to our next segment. This is my favorite.
Is it?
It's a puzzle.
A puzzle?
It's a puzzle. Achha. Inshallah. Are we ready for the puzzle at home? Yes, I love puzzle as well. So let's go towards the puzzle, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.
Let's see what the puzzle is on the screen today. Oh my, what's one of them? Okay, this is a very beautiful puzzle. It's about a habit.
A habit?
A habit. Gee. Okay. See, that's how Khalid Bhai is telling us today. It's a habit. Sometimes children have this little
I've got it. Yeah. Most of the time. Moody.
Moody. Let's have the right answer on the screen. Did you get this answer at home? Moody. And who's always being moody? Okay, Khalid bhai. Can we explain about being children being moody?
Allah.
What is wrong in being moody? Or what is being moody?
Moody is basically, it's a change of character where the children, you know, basically a lot of it happens where they don't want to listen to the parents. Yeah. And you see children, unfortunately, when you're going shopping and the child wants to pick up a bag of sweets and the mum says no, and then the children get into a mood, they lie on the ground, they start crying and kicking and screaming and everything, and they put up a tantrum, and basically they're not listening to the parents. And if, I think in the majority of the examples that we see, if the children listen to the parents, then this term moody would no longer exist.
MashaAllah.
Did you get your tea down?
I'm just trying to get it down my throat, but we've got it now. And we've got Bisma from Sheffield. She's got the right answer. We've got Medina from Dewsbury. She's got the right answer. We've got, mashallah, Rehan Siddiq from Sheffield. He's got the right answer. And we've also got Habiba from Sheffield. She's got the right answer as well. Mashallah, we've got Ahmed Raza and Hassan Raza from Manchester. They've also got the puzzle correct, and it was moody. Okay, Tasawwur bhai, well, we've got Bisma, she says, moody. Bisma says it's moody.
So she's moody.
Bisma's a bit moody at the moment. Bisma, what's wrong, love? Mashallah ji, Tasawwur bhai.
I'm just going to point out to a scenario where, another big cause where the moodiness sort of kicks in. Usually when you're sat at the dasturhan, if you're using the dining mat or on the dining table, whoever's cooked has prepared and everybody's sat down to eat, and so-and-so doesn't like
what's being presented,
and then
they get into a mood. I'm not having that. I want something else.
I don't like that.
MashaAllah, we've got a message. Me and my brother love this channel, from Tashfeen and from Arsaleen. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khaira. We've got a message that says, I like your program. Do dua for our family. Ashif Ahmed from Peterborough.
I'm going to ask you a question, since you're putting granddad on the spot.
No.
Or should put uncle on the spot. Where is Norwich? I think we had a message from Norwich. Do you know where Norwich is?
Norwich, is it in southern England?
No. Get a map out tonight and find out where it is.
Okay, so that's some homework for
me
as
well. Homework for you tonight.
But I've got a whole team of children going to
help
me.
You.
Help me, where is Norwich? We've got more messages. Assalamu alaikum. This program is very helpful for kids. I'm watching with my family. Jazakallah khaira. Saqib Nadeem Naqshbandi Rizvi Kabina Glasgow, Scotland.
Scotland.
He's from Scotland.
Scotland, lad.
We've also got Faizan Khan. He's got the correct answer. We've also got Usman Jilani from Tinsley, Sheffield. We've also got Hashim from Dewsbury. He's got the right answer. Rehan and Subhan from somewhere, maybe Norwich.
Maybe Norwich.
Yeah, the answer is Moody Karamat Hussain from Worcester. And he says, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I hope you're all well. You are all doing an amazing job. May Allah reward you and accept your efforts. My question is, regarding a name for a baby boy, is it permissible to keep the name Mikael for a boy? You're not allowed to keep the names of angels. I was listening to Mufti Qasim Saab the other day as well. We've got some videos ready, so let's watch these videos.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Malik yawm al-deen. إياك نعبد وإياك نستقيم إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
إيماني مجمل أعوذ بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه إقرارا باللسان وتصديقا بالقلب يا آمين مدرى مصطفى سيدا آمين مدرى
مرحبا مرحبا سيدة آمينة ما ذرى مصطفى سيدة آمينة ما ذرى مصطفى only rose we thank you مرحبا مرحبا
My name is Muhammad Rehan Sadiq I live in Sheffield and I'm gonna recite this Al-Birru Husnul Khuluki The goodness is in a good character.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
ملك في الدين دور ها سنة في سنون ها ملك في الدين دور ها
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله beautiful Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla has brought a smile onto my face and also has brought a smile to the parents' face. And both granddads are smiling, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. That's what we like to see. We've got a message from Zayan and he's only 5 years old. And Zayan says, I'm from Southend. We love your program and like Nats, we love Ghulam Rasool. That's wicked, mashallah. And being moody is very bad and you should appreciate everything Allah has given you from Tafsheen and Arsaleen. Bashir Bhai from Sheffield, mashallah. He's not a child. He's got his own children. But Bashir Bhai says, Norwich is 115 miles from London. I lived there for 6 years. Madina says, Norwich is in the east of England, about 3 hours from London.
Yes.
MashaAllah, Azzawajal, brilliant. That's very, very good to see all these beautiful children reciting the Naats and reciting the Durood-e-Pak. And also we heard the Azan. Before we go to the last one, we've got two audio calls.
MashaAllah.
So let's listen to these calls first.
My name is Mohammed Hamza. I'm calling from Birmingham, UK. MashaAllah, a very beautiful topic. I'd like to give Mubarak to Rafaqat Bhai, Khalid Bhai, and all the Mubaligins who are present in this show. And I'd like to read this kalam.
My name is Milad Azam, I'm calling from Black Country. I Love Islam is one of the amazing programs of Madani Janat. Jazakallahu Khaira, everyone who are doing a lot of work to save us from bad things.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We've got a message from Imran Bashir from BD9. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you brothers doing, mashallah? Very nice program. Jazakallah, Imran bhai. And jazakallah to these two beautiful calls that we had. Very beautiful kalam. And we also had a little teeny weeny voice there as well of someone. That was mashallah beautiful. Jazakallah khaira. Let's go towards our last segment for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Mashallah, in this last segment, what we have is we have an Islamic quote, and not a quote, a quote. Yeah, a quote means that it's a saying of a very famous personality, and we try to learn whatever they are
Mashallah.
Trying to tell us. Ji, can we have the Islamic quote on the screen for all of us to see, please? There we go. And this quote is from, he says, my sin burdened me heavily, but when I measured it against your grace, O Lord, your forgiveness came out greater.
Allah.
Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a very, very great scholar of Islam. And he was one of the students of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
That actual name was Muhammad bin Idris Shafi'i.
Idris Shafi'i, mashallah.
Now, they were at a small age when their father passed away. They were actually born in Gaza, in Palestine, 158 and their mother took them while they were still a child, and they took them to Makkah Sharif. That's where they educated. Whilst they were residing in Makkah Sharif, they were known as Imam in Makkah.
MashaAllah.
And then when they moved over to Egypt, they used to be famously known as Imam Misri.
Imam Misri, MashaAllah.
A little bit about their studies. They mentioned that they had a very, very strong memory.
MashaAllah.
They memorized the whole Quran at the age of 7.
Allah.
And the Mu'tah of Imam Malik, which is of their teacher, they memorized all that at the age of 10. So
Allah,
when they went to become a student, they'd already memorized the Mu'tah, a book compiled of hadith of their teacher. And it mentions that they were very, very poor. So no matter what your condition is, learning the sacred knowledge is a must. It mentions regarding Imam Shafi'i that they were so poor that to write, then they didn't have paper. They used to write on animal skin and palm tree leaves.
Allah.
We've got a video that we want to see as well. Let's go Allah. Towards the video then.
Today I'm going to read the fourth kalima. La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyul la yamutu abadan abada zul jalali wal ikram biyadihil khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That was Abdul Mateen from Dewsbury reading the fourth kalima. MashaAllah, brilliant work, Abdul Mateen. MashaAllah, keep up with the good work. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I'm enjoying the program. It makes me really happy watching you all. Arush and my sister Laiba are all watching with our parents in Derby. Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah. Are enjoying your show. Thank you for an educational and fun show. They said they will watch it every Sunday.
MashaAllah.
My name is Ubaidur Rahman from Rotherham. Your program is astonishing. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi's beautiful quote. Khalbi, what would you say about that quote?
Allahu Akbar. My sin burdened me heavenly, but when I measured it against your grace, O Lord, your forgiveness came out greater.
You know, it's about the mercy
it's
of Allah.
It's the mercy of Allah as well. But at the same time, it's having this, awareness that you've got these sins, and don't think to yourself that we're told that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is greater than the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But at the same time, that doesn't give us an excuse that we can commit as many sins as we want because the mercy is greater than the wrath. No, again, we should have a balance, the right balance there of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we are told that the mercy is greater, but at the same time, we need to have that fear. So have that balance there as well.
Shall I tell you a story?
Go on.
Do you want to hear a story? Get ready. So this is a story about the mercy of Allah. There was this man, and he committed so many murders. Yeah, he murdered 99 people. 99 people. Oh, wow. And when he went to a person and he said, "Will Allah forgive me?" And he says, "You've killed 99 people and you expect to be forgiven? Never."
No chance.
So what he did, he killed him as well, and he made it 100. Now what happened was, he went to a scholar and he asked the scholar, "I've murdered 100 people. Will Allah Ta'ala forgive me?" And the scholar said, "Why not? Allah is merciful. Whatever you have done, repent in the court of Allah. Allah will forgive you. Go to this village where there's these pious people. Sit with them, live with them, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins." So as he's about to leave his house, he walks outside, and then a few steps later, he falls down and he passes away. And then the angels from heaven and the angels of hell come, and this, you know, they say, the angels from heaven, they say, "We're taking him to heaven because he repented." And the angels from hell said, "No, you're not. We're taking him to hell because he's killed 100 people." So Allah Ta'ala, they put that in the court of Allah, that, "Ya Allah, you decide." So now Allah, being the all merciful, he says to the angels, "Just measure the distance. If he's closer to his home, then, O angels of hell, you take him. And if he's closer to the pious people, then, O angels of paradise, you take him." So the angels are now measuring the land. And Allah Ta'ala, out of his mercy, he made the distance between his house and the body further away, and he was more closer to the pious people. It wasn't really, but because Allah loved him, because he did tawbah, Allah Ta'ala said to the angels of mercy, "Go and take him into paradise." So what a beautiful story, that if we do commit sins, don't think to yourself, and don't let the bad, evil shaitan say to you that, "No, you're not going to be forgiven." So then what will happen? Children will keep on doing the sins. But what we need to do is, we need to say, "Sorry, oh Allah, I'm really sorry." I mentioned this many times. We were doing the tawaf of the Kaaba, and there was this guy, he was from America, and as he was doing tawaf of the Kaaba, seriously, I was walking with him and I did not want to get away from him. You know, he was making dua, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah," you know, I did that in it, but see, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't do it in it. Ya, you know, he was crying, and I thought, "Ya Allah, for his sake, forgive me as Allah well." Akbar. So it doesn't mean that because, you know, he wasn't dressed up in the Islamic attire, but mashallah, he was crying in the court of Allah.
Is there enough time for me to give you a quick story?
Gee, brilliant, mashallah.
Quick story about seeking forgiveness. Imagine, I'm going to picture the scene now for all the youngsters. Imagine you're in the middle of the desert, yeah? You're in the middle of the desert. The Prophet ﷺ told the companions this story. Imagine you're in the middle of the desert and you've got your camel with you. And you can't see anybody for miles and miles away as far as you look. And this person, he was walking in the middle of the desert, and all of a sudden what happened was, he looked and his camel had gone. Now his camel is everything. It's got his water on it, it's got his food on it, it's got his clothes, it's got everything. It's his lifeline, basically. So he panics. He climbs up to the highest sand dune, and he can't see his camel. And because of the heat of the sun, he gets tired. And because he's panicking, he gets tired very quickly. So he lies down, has a bit of a rest, gets his strength, comes up and starts looking for the camel again. And now he's panicking even more, because the longer it takes him to find this camel, the further and further it's getting away. He lies down again to take a rest because he's tired. He gets up, and now he's really panicking, because if he doesn't find this camel now, he's gone, he's finished. He searches everywhere for this camel, and then he gives up. He lies down and thinks to himself, "Look, I'm going to die now. There's nothing I can do." And he waits for the angel of death to come to him. All of a sudden, he opens his eyes, and what does he see? The camel's there.
Oh, mashallah.
How happy, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how happy do you think that person will be? How happy do you think that person will be, Abbas?
Oh, he'll be over the moon,
he'll
as they
say. He'll be over the moon. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah azza wa jal is more happy with that person who repents from his sins than that person who found his camel after that time.
MashaAllah. That was a very, very beautiful story, Grandad.
I thought we were going to run out of time.
No, MashaAllah. You said it in the most of the best of the manners, as they say. And it was a wicked story, MashaAllah. So children, what we learned from Grandad today is, never ever give up hope. There is still hope out there. Don't give up hope. Always keep making dua. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to everyone. We've got a message from Binte Sohail again from Norwich. She says, I love Islam. It's awesome. MashaAllah. Can we have more than one program? Hey, oh, we're getting there now. And she says that it's one of my best programs.
Mashallah.
And last of all, from Tashfeen, he says, I bring all my family to watch this channel and will continue to watch this every Sunday. Every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Sunday again. Jazakallah khaira. I hope not only have we learned, but we had fun as well. This is Islam. You have fun, you enjoy, and you also learn.
Inshallah.
From me and from granddads, please take care of yourself. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.